You ready?
Hmm.
Yeah. Can you hold that?
I have two more, but
yeah, it's all crooked there.
Okay. What is the recommended how to pass anatta nivritti?
How does one pass through the stage of anatta nivritti?
Was recommended.
That's right. That's a pretty unlimited question. How to cross beyond anatta nivritti? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made a nice point. He said, first anartha nivritti, then artha pravritti. So there's anartha and artha. In the discussion of Sanatana Dharma in Bhagavad Gita, it explains that there's four aspects of religion: dharma, art, kama, and moksha. Art. A-R-T-H-A. Art. So, when one practices religion, he can go in different directions. Because he'll get benefits. If he practices dharma, or sanatana dharma, he'll get benefits. And those benefits he can use for liberation, or those benefits he can become bound and birth and death by them. So as dharma, then the benefits or the results are art. Then the art can be used for calm, or it can be used for liberation. You follow? There's a connection. Dharma, you've heard this before? Dharma, art, calm, and moksha. Yes. So it means religion, blessings, desire, and detachment, moksha. Detach from this human body and all bodies in this world, and detach from this world, then you get mukti, liberation to Vaikuntha or Brahmajyoti. So this dharma goes in this progression. So Bhakti Saraswati said, first anartha nivritti, then artha pravritti. So nivritti means to reject, and pravritti means to acquire, to accept. So he said, first get rid of all the anarthas, and then you can accept the higher proposal, love of God, and steadiness in service. Anartha nivritti, then nishta. After anartha nivritti comes steadiness in devotion, steadiness in remembrance of Krishna, steadiness in serving Krishna, and steadiness in the principles of religion. This nishta. So this is anartha nivritti leads to artha pravritti. But you're asking a question, how to get free from anartha nivritti? And that's what bhajan does. Because the whole verse that's describing this progression to prema, it says the ado shraddha tata sarasanga. Ado shraddha tata sarasanga, then bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishta tato nishta, tata ruchi, then bhava, then prema. So these are progressions in bhajan. First you associate with sadhu, sadhu sangha, and you take diksha. Diksha adi shikshanam. First, beginning with diksha, then following diksha, diksha adi shikshanam. You get diksha and then you receive shiksha. So now you're connected to guru and you're practicing bhakti bhajan, Krishna bhakti bhajan, and you're doing bhajan. Adoshara tata sarusanga. You have faith, you mixed up with holy people, saintly people, you became inspired, you became convinced, you became surrendered, then you accepted the way of life, and you began bhajan. And Krishna bhakti, Navaveda bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Padasevanam, Sakyam Atma Navedanam. So, Dasyam Sakyam Atma Navedanam. So, as you're practicing bhajan, then you'll become pure. Your mind will become peaceful. Your desires will evaporate. Your material desires will evaporate and be replaced by, and your material desires will evaporate, and your material sanskaras will be erased. And what will rise, and what will manifest and rise and appear in the citta of the jiva, of you and the devotee practicing bhakti bhajan, what will arise is bhakti sanskaras. They will become embedded and etched in the citta, in the consciousness. And after some time, we will always think like a devotee. We will always act like a devotee. We will always speak like a devotee and desire like a devotee. And this is the result of doing bhakti bhajan. So bhakti bhajan is in these nine forms, and they all bring about the result of anartha nivritti. Anartha means art and unart. Unart means that which is unfavorable, that which is against me, that which is not for my benefit. It's not valuable to me. It's not needed for me. And it's actually an obstacle and a blockage on my path to self-realization. That is the meaning of anart, anartha, anartha nivritti. And nivritti means to get free from this negativity, get free from this material stranglehold. We're all being strangled. You know, strangled? You know, this means like this. We're all being strangled by our desire, our material desires, and our material attachments. They're suffocating us. We're actually, I can't breathe. It's a very unfortunate situation most everyone on this planet is in because of material entrapment. So that's the answer. Do bhakti bhajan, and the mind becomes pure, desire becomes pure, life becomes pure, and then you become fixed in Krishna consciousness. That steady. Steadiness means there's no wavering in the mind. Arjuna complains about the mind when Krishna says, control your mind. Control your mind, fix your mind on me. Then Arjuna complains and he says, hey, wait a minute, my friend. Hey, Sakha. Hey, friend. Chanchalahi mana Krishna pramati balavadridam. It's very difficult. Chanchalahi mana Krishna. My mind is chanchal. It's moving here and there. Jumping. Here, there. Chanchala man. And pramati balavadridam. Dridam. Mritam. He's very powerful, and he's actually crazy. Pramati means completely crazy. Pramatak. Very crazy. And comes up with so many insane, zany, wild, crazy ideas and desires and ambitions and plans. So this is the craziness, and he's very relentless and determined. Well, Krishna says, no, it's possible. Keep trying. Keep doing bhakti bhajan. So anartha nivritti goes very fast. One gets very fast, goes through anartha nivritti if he's blessed with greed, divine greed, lobha, to intimately and directly serve Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan in the mood of one of his brijvasis, in the mood and feelings and sentiments and ways and of the mothers or fathers of Krishna, or his friends, or his lovers, his gopis, his servants. If one has somehow develops an attraction or a rag for them, then he will automatically become attached to Krishna. His greed and his attraction will make him steady. So he can accomplish anartha nivritti very fast. So here, in this example of getting blessed with a genuine greed for Radha and Krishna, and that blessing only comes by the mercy of the devotee or Krishna. It's not inherent, it's not intrinsic within the jivatma. So that attraction, if it comes, then very quickly we can get steady. So we pray that somehow we'll meet sadhus, or we pray that Krishna will bless us. Oh Krishna, please bless me with attachment, with rag, with greed to love you and like these devotees. So we read and we read and we read about this devotee and that devotee, about the gopis and the gopas, the coward boys and the coward girls, and the Yashoda and the mothers and fathers and the gopas and gopis. And at some point, somehow, if the mercy descends upon us, if the mercy of Vaishnava has come to us, or the mercy of Krishna, how will we know? How will we know that that special mercy has come? Is that it will, that special mercy, if we receive it knowingly or unknowingly from Krishna or Guru, it will manifest, or it will show itself in a net, in an interest and attraction to follow in the footsteps of a particular resident of Vrindavan. Oh, I'm reading so much, but now I'm reading, I too much like the way that these manjaris, the way they interact with the sakis and Krishna and with Radharani, how they serve and how they're so close to Radharani, and they're like her best friends, and I'm really attracted to this, and I really like this, and I would like to be part of this group of servitors. I would like to be part of this group of loving servitors of Krishna and Radha, especially moving with Radha. And I like this mood. I like this mood of this Bhav and this mood of Lalita or Vishakha or whatever. So that will just arise. You can't buy it from somewhere. You can't buy it. You can't purchase it in the market. You can't get it from a book. It's kripa. Kripa means there's no cause. Spiritual kripa is always ahoitaki. It's always causeless. It just happens. How did it happen? There's no how. There's only when. When does it happen, or when will it happen? When will I get the mercy, or how will it happen? Krishna knows. The Vaishnavas know. So these are some ways to overcome anartha nivritti.